The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Mr. versus Mrs. LaGrasso versus LaGrasso. I am the Mrs. part. I am Noel LaGrasso, and I am here with the Mr. part, my husband, former WWE superstar, Big Vito LaGrasso.
Yo, it's the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G.
Do you realize that L-O-G spells log? That listen, you're from log?
It's a place, okay? Stop trying to get in my street cred, all right, girl? You know, with the Bloods and the Crips and everything. You don't know nothing about that. Ash Park, you know what I'm saying? West 4th Street.
Nobody out there knows what Ash Park
is. Oh, my God. All right, girl, come on.
Oh, my God. So we're recording on Easter, so you guys will be seeing us a day after. So happy belated Easter from the LaGrasso family. We just finished a fantastic meal. We are prepared for debating. But first, Vito, you lost again.
There's a conspiracy going around. Conspiracy, you know, this... I believe, truly, the Russians are involved.
Can't it just be that you lose every week?
The Russians are involved, okay? I'll give you for instance, right? You can only blame Vince Russo for ruining wrestling for so many years, right? But people just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So now, I mean, I lose every week, so there's got to be a reason. It's the Russians.
But could it be, maybe, perhaps, that you're just wrong? I don't know. I mean, maybe your views are just not the same as everyone else's.
I am the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G.
This L-O-G thing has to stop, guys. Can you please start someone? No, a write-in campaign?
Everybody knows it's catching like wildfire. You know
the grapplers,
mean?
Grapplers, can you please you know, start
and we did
a
have,
campaign?
We did have, from last week, I just want to say something. You know, like, oh, you didn't play for the Knicks? Yes, I did. How did you make it on the Knicks? I was playing on those 10-day contracts, son.
He didn't.
I played on the 10-day contract.
And I text your brother, Larry, a.k.a. Reno. And what did he say?
He did say, all right?
No, he said, I don't know about all that.
He was young. He
and then you tried to say, remember those free Knicks tickets? And he didn't remember that at all.
What are you talking about? He was a baby back then in mom's arms. Like...
That wasn't true.
I'm telling you.
Your brother's then, not that much.
And then, when you know, in my rapping career with Biggie Smalls, you know, Tupac.
I heard you rap about the development of Cheval today.
You know, no rapper. Here's another thing, right? You know when you have dreams out there, you know what I'm saying? And like you want to live where you want to live, but somebody else has got to put a damper on your part, especially when you're paying for the crib.
Okay, listen. To start off with, okay? You wanted to move to Florida. You bugged me about it.
No, I didn't bug you. It was for the betterment of your health because you would have died.
He bugged me about it for like 5 years.
You would have died in Pennsylvania.
Can we not talk like that, please? That's negative.
Die.
5 years. Die. You suck. 5 years he bugged me about moving to Florida. Because we moved to Florida and he wants to move somewhere else. And guess what, guys? Guess who lives in Cheval? Guess who lives in Cheval? Fucking John Laurinaitis. I'm not moving near John Laurinaitis. I'm sorry. I live near Disney World.
Hey, Vito, how'd you get in front, Case? What's going on, brother?
We are not living near John Laurinaitis. Because you and Nick will do nothing but John Laurinaitis impressions.
This has nothing to do with Nick.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It did nothing to do with him. It's just my own personal agenda.
But that's not what I... Now I'm getting actually legitimately angry. We're not moving. There, I said it. That's it.
Did you know?
Vito, I will walk out on this show and make you do it yourself.
And you know what? People will hit the like button.
Do it yourself.
I do it myself. All right, people, how you doing with the B-I-G-B? Rocking and rolling with this great hair video show that we're doing for old Russo.
Did you hear that noise? That was the ratings dropping. Because I'm not on the show.
And another thing, she can't walk out on the show all right? Like she just said, because
she
has to roll off the show.
I'm coming back on to spare the people.
See, she doesn't want to. She knows all of a sudden the green lights on the bottom are going up, and everybody's.
I want to spare the people. Don't ever say it's not about Nick. Don't ever say that. Not on the show, not anywhere. There, I made my statement. Are you ready for today's topic? Because you lost again? Oh, by the way, that's now you're deep into the losses for the next month. So, guys, I'm going to need you to let me know what punishment Vito has to do. Maybe he should have to write a love letter to John Laurinaitis. It's up to you guys. Anyway, since you're now neck deep in another month of losses.
Guys, did we talk about how handsome I am? Four nicknames I go by.
Can we please get to the topic?
Edie, Vidi, Stud, and Handsome.
Edie, Vidi, Miney Mo.
And then one birthday, I did have somebody got me a birthday cake that said happy birthday.
You
handsome.
Got the cake for yourself.
I did. You lie. I had to go
he
pick it up.
He bought himself a birthday cake that said happy birthday handsome on it. And I said, can you please go pick the cake up that I ordered at Walmart? And he made them write happy birthday handsome on his birthday cake. This is the level of pathetic we deal with, folks, in this house. No wonder you never win a vote. You call yourself handsome.
Wait till this year's cake.
There won't be this year's cake.
Oh, yes, there will.
No, there won't.
I'll do it at Disney.
It's closed. Everything's closed. Don't girl me. Are you ready for this week's topics?
What do you got?
You're not going to be happy.
What we got?
You're not going to be happy.
We're doing the bachelor party thing?
No. We are doing the age-old LaGrasso family debate that almost made us not get to our wedding.
What?
Who has the best or better elbow? Big Vito or Macho Man Randy Savage? I didn't even drink out of my Randy Savage cup today because I'm trying to be fair.
If you're going to drink out of a Jabba cup, that's fine.
Well, I don't have the Skullbone Crush cup, right. Just a Randy Savage
fucking one. Macho Man was afraid of me, didn't want to face me, okay? And he had the second best elbow in wrestling.
And here's where the debate begins. Okay, Mr. Vito, how about you start off and tell us why your elbow was so much better than legendary Hall of Famer Randy Savage.
The reason his elbow is legendary because he is a Hall of Famer. He's the Macho Man, okay? Great character, great gimmick, okay? But when you look at the flight and the level and how he landed, it was like this, flat. Me, I jumped up from the Everglades and landed precisely on target every time.
Are the Everglades near Cheval?
Yes.
Another reason I won't be going there. Go ahead, finish.
It's good. Nobody needs you. Anyway.
You do.
No, I really don't.
Maybe that should be this week's debate.
What if I need you? Before we get back to this, I can cook for myself. I can clean for myself. I could do my own laundry. I could drive myself to wherever I got to go.
Ah, you know what? Wrong ear.
I don't need you.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. No. That was proof.
No, I don't need you. I get somebody filling.
Not like me.
I would get...
Not there's no other like me. And if you think you can find one, good luck, because you can.
I would have a new co-host for the show.
Good luck.
What do you mean, good luck?
Good luck. Nobody wants to do a show with you.
Everybody's lining up to do a show with me.
Russo begs me to do shows with you. He's like, nobody
if
wants to
I
do
start
show
naming
with you.
Names on the females who want to come do a show with me and be my partner and who are technically savvy. All right?
No, no, honey. I've seen the women you're with, and they're all, you like old ladies. They don't know how to be technically sound. You hit on those Marjan ladies every week.
Everybody's ugly. Everybody's
oh, I didn't say
ugly.
That. I just said those old ladies you like aren't technically sound.
All right, what about the young ones?
Never seen you with a young one.
Just because you don't know about the BIGV at the LOG.
It's all gets
dark. Anyway.
Gets big, gets heavy, it's wood.
Shut up. Anyway, we've been having this debate for years. Who has the best elbow? Macho Man Randy Savage or Big Vito? And I take pride in saying I definitely have a better elbow than Shawn Michaels, a better elbow than the Macho Man. And this debate has been going on. We have watched tapes of it. And she'll come on here and defend the Macho Man. But in reality, I win hands down.
Vito, aside from the show and the Vito and Noel characters that we portray, in real life, do I love you more than anyone else in the world? In real life, away from the debate show, do I love you more than anyone else in the world? Do I tell you every day, 100 times a day, I love you?
Yes.
And when you wake up in the morning, I hug you and I kiss you and I love you and I tell you I love you?
Right.
Why would I lie to you then when I tell you that Randy Savage has a better elbow than you do? I'm being honest. Do you want me to be honest or do you want me to lie to you?
You can't roll reverse my words. And
I didn't.
You know,
I just asked you if you want me to be
honest. Oh, but when we're shopping on Amazon, hey, VD, you know you have the best elbow. Hit the click button.
Never say that because I buy all my own stuff on Amazon. What did you buy me? I don't see any. What did you buy me? I buy things for me. When I want something, I buy myself.
Did you just get a new Philly shirt?
It wasn't on Amazon, and you bought
that. Did you just get a new Philly shirt?
Did I ask for it? Did I ask for it?
When I buy you things.
Did you just get a new steam mop that you wanted? Trust me, he really wanted the steam mop. Did you just get a new
steam
mop?
Because I got to clean the floors, girl.
Okay.
Because you got, you know, you're talking. You know,
this has nothing to do with elbows.
But when you just said I don't get you nothing, and I do. I just bought you an expensive Philly shirt.
But you said I lie to you and tell you your elbow is great to get things on Amazon, and I do not. I tell you you're handsome and that I love you.
I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap.
Where did you get that soap
See?
From? I'm telling the truth. I wouldn't lie to you to get something from Amazon. If I wanted something from Amazon, why are you antibacterialing your hands? If I wanted something from Amazon, I would tell you the truth and buy it myself.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Anyway. If you guys watch the tape of who drops the best elbow, take the best elbow the Macho Man ever dropped and the best elbow I ever dropped. Hands down, I blow him away.
Per capita, though, would you not say that Randy Savage has done more elbows than you?
I don't know. I do an elbow.
He was in wrestling longer than you, though, just because he was in it from the time he was really, really young. Really, really super young, though. He wrestled as a teenager, but you didn't.
Well, I didn't wrestle as a teenager, but I guess maybe he's had more ring time. I'll give you that.
Okay, he's probably had more ring time than you. And I'm giving you this as a defense. He's probably had more ring time than you.
Yeah.
What did your father do for a living?
He's a chef.
Right, he's a chef. He never dropped an elbow from a wrestling ring. I'll be specific, because I'm sure your father dropped an elbow. Did your father ever drop an elbow from a wrestling ring or trained as a professional wrestler at all?
I dropped him from pizza boxes.
Right. So he dropped him from pizza boxes. Randy Savage's father was a pro wrestler. So Randy Savage had a lot of experience, a lot of time in the business. His father was a pro wrestler. His brother was a pro wrestler. He used to hang out with Buddy Rogers, probably one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time, and Gorgeous George, another great professional wrestler of all time. So probably maybe he had a little more knowledge to throw a more perfect elbow than you, per se, because of his situation.
Listen,
you your props.
You can have all the knowledge you want, but it's how you deliver it and how you have the athleticism to do it.
Okay, so everybody
Randy
says...
Randy Savage was more of a ground wrestler. Only time he went up to the top was to drop an elbow. He didn't go up to the top of him. He didn't dive off things like me. He didn't do things like me.
That's not true.
He had a flying headbutt?
No. But he did a double axe handle, not an elbow, off the top. He also jumped from the top to the outside. So he did do, and you got to think, different times in wrestling. He did jump off things too. He did. You did a flying headbutt. And I honestly think you have the best flying headbutt in the business. I will give you that. I do think so. I think that you have the best flying headbutt. But I think Randy Savage has the best elbow.
No, I mean, when we compare elbows, okay, go to the tape. Okay. What's the name of the ECW pay-per-view? Was it...
Oh, where you and the Baldies wrestled the Baldies Axel Balls and New Jack. Was it barely legal? I don't remember.
Barely. If you look at that elbow.
I can pull the tape up and play it in here somewhere.
Typically up on the bleachers. Come on, get Skull up, Cap. Watch your back. It's a wonderful thing in the ghetto. Woo-hoo! Did you see the elevation by Skull?
So when you look at that elbow, and you look at the best elbow that the Macho Man ever had, I sprang up off the mat and did my thing. Macho Man never sprang up off the mat, never did anything. He laid there.
That's not true either. When he wrestled Andre the Giant, he sprung back up and hit another elbow. Also, he did multiple elbows. WrestleMania 7 and Ultimate Warrior, he got up and hit him with multiple elbows in WrestleMania 7.
And did he lose?
Yes, but he had to get back together with Miss Elizabeth. It's a work. We're talking about elbows here.
Did he jump?
I don't remember. Just kidding. I remember. But it's a work. That's not real. We're talking about real elbows here.
All right. And I have the best one.
So your argument is you just land yours better. And you have more
height.
And
I have more height.
And I say Randy Savage landed more perfect elbows than you, that he had decent height, that he did them to the outside, that he also did an additional double axe handle off the top.
And I counted with the flying headbutt.
And you counted with the flying headbutt, but you didn't do any jumps flying elbow-wise to the outside, and Randy Savage did all
the time.
What are
you talking about? I used to jump off things and go through tables.
Not elbows. That's going through tables. Vito, I'm giving you credit. You're an amazing hardcore wrestler because a lot of hardcore wrestlers don't have the mat skills and the wrestling skills that you have. However, Randy Savage has the best elbow in the business.
Does not.
He is a Hall of Famer, a legend, a former champion.
Hold on
a
second. Hold on a second. Randy Savage was in the same predicament I am in right now. For circumstances that I can't talk about on this show that hopefully soon will be over with, Randy Savage had an affair with Stephanie McMahon.
That was never proven. That
is why he got fired.
Okay? He didn't get fired. He left and he took Slim Jim with him, and that's where the heat comes from. Stephanie McMahon.
And it took him how many years to be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
His choice. He turned it down. Ask Lanny.
And why?
Because he wanted his whole family to be in the Hall of Fame, not just him.
And
really
then they waited till he passed away,
and then Lanning let him go.
So they would, I get like,
but still a Hall of Famer, nonetheless.
Yeah, but you talk about, you know, could have been a Hall of Fame. You never know if I'll be a Hall of Famer.
No, I don't ever know that you'll not be a Hall of Famer or will be a Hall of Famer. I don't know that, but we're talking about legend. Randy Savage passed away how long ago? 8 years ago?
8 years.
8 years ago. Okay. He has a brand new Slim Jim campaign. He's legendary. Now, that doesn't mean he has the best elbow, but goddamn it, Fido, he has the best elbow.
No, he doesn't.
Randy Savage has the best elbow. It's not for us to decide. It's for the people to decide whether Randy Savage has the best elbow or not. And we never talk wrestling on this show, ever. Ever. But this needs to be decided by a group, so we can never argue about this again. Because
no,
this
and,
is
and
a
you know,
constant
and
battle
I have
in our lives.
Proof. I got backup. I got credentials on this. There's no way I can lose on this one. And I know the Russians are playing some kind of part in that, okay? Rio's Poffo, Russian. I got it. I get it, all right?
Poffo's Russian?
Yeah.
I thought it was Italian.
The Russians.
I think they're Russians. I thought they were Jewish and Italian. You're just making things up now. See, people, his credibility
is
way off. Way
I'm telling you, this week's debate, vote for the BIGV from the LOG. Just vote for him. Best elbow in the business. Better than Sean. Do you know that the WWE told me to not throw your elbow? And I said, but I've been throwing it since WCW. I said, why? It's part of my
record.
You mean
ECW?
ECW. They go, well, you do it better than Shawn Michaels. And
they didn't want you to do the mafia kick either.
They didn't want you to do the mafia kick either. I said, I've been doing that since. Yeah, but Shawn Michaels did that.
I don't think Shawn Michaels has a better elbow than Vito. I'm going to be honest. I was never really a Shawn Michaels fan to think that he was anything anyway. I'm really not. I know a lot of people will debate that, but Shawn Michaels never really. I mean,
he's a great in-ring performer, but he
was. Yeah, he was a great in-ring performer.
He didn't do everything great.
I don't think he did everything great. And I don't think he handled himself like a professional should handle themselves in the ring. And I think that that would be...
No, he was a douche.
All right, we'll be honest. He was a douche, right? He was a douche. He's still a douche, right? When he saw you, he was a douche. He's always a douche, right? He's a douche.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Because Randy Savage still has the best outlet.
So there's a debate, people. Randy Savage against Big Vito, elbow for elbow, mano a mano. You make the call.
Who has the best elbow?
Now, there will be a tape. You will put some tape, you know, footage up.
Elbow drop. I will put elbow drop and elbow drop. And I'll even let you pick out a second elbow drop.
I'm just going to run with one.
You're only going with one, but does that mean your other elbow drops aren't as stellar?
No, because I only need one. When you're good, all you need is one.
So you're telling me that your elbow drop is better than Randy Savage's. You only need one example. You won't show two.
There's no need to show two.
But maybe that was just one lucky elbow drop. You don't have a second
elbow
drop.
Now you're creating bullshit here.
No, I'm just being honest. Okay. I'm just being honest.
There's no, I'm presenting one elbow.
So. All right, so you are presenting the ECW elbow. I will pick a Macho Man elbow that I find to be a stellar example of a flying elbow landed perfectly. And then we will present it to the public. And finally, this debate will end. And we will never debate this in our marriage again, right? Once this is decided, you will come on the show, correct? If they choose Randy Savage, you will come on and admit Randy
Savage. And I will say, the fans picked Randy Savage. But deep in my heart, the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G had the best elbow.
If you don't stop saying you're from the L-O-G, because it makes no sense.
Just because you're not from the streets, girl, okay?
Oh, my God. I don't care where I'm from.
You ain't got no street cred.
I know L.O.G.
You're not even a rapper or a former Knick.
You were never in the Knicks. You were never a
rapper. I was on the Knicks. I had 10-day contracts.
Guys, he was also showing interest in Xbox this week because the Xbox got here, and he showed interest in it. I just thought you should all know that his debate last week.
You want to know why I showed interest in it, guys? You want to know why?
Because of my wife. That's your excuse every time something fun
because
happens.
Because he was in my way during my husband doing the vacuuming.
That's not true. It has
control
no wire.
Control on the floor.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you knocked it down. You forgot?
I didn't.
You stop taking those meds, girl.
I don't take meds.
Stop drinking.
That's iced tea. Got that you. Is iced tea.
You just better like stop all your stuff, right?
Who has the better elbow? This guy or former WCW Intercontinental Champion, Randy Macho Man Savage? Okay. You guys get to decide.
Oh, yeah.
And this will finally end this debate between us. Let the people know. 2 days before our wedding, we were in a diner. What were we doing? 2 days before our wedding. Do you remember?
I don't know, babe. We had so many great memories, I don't remember.
He's so full of shit. He knows exactly what we were doing. We were debating whether Randy Savage had a better elbow than him 2 days before our wedding. And he got the waitress involved, and there were hurt feelings 2 days before our wedding. This will never end unless you guys end it. Who has the better elbow? And don't just say Vito because you think he's going to like send you some in-ring.
Oh, my God. Here we go. See, this is
because
where...
Because that's BS. Use your actual opinion on who has... I'm his wife. I love him more than any human on the planet.
Don't love me, okay?
It's and bad. I'm telling you, his elbow's not as good as Randy Savage's, but his headbutt is... Flying headbutt is phenomenal. Yeah, you have a beautiful flying headbutt.
Guys, vote for the B-I-G-V.
If you say L... Don't say L-O-G. Don't you say it. It makes no sense. You're from New York. He's also not from Staten Island. He's from Brooklyn.
You know what?
Stop lying, everybody.
And if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be here in the FLO, the flow.
You don't know where I would be if it wasn't for you. I could be anywhere I wanted
to
be.
You'd be home in Pennsylvania, freezing your ass off.
You, well, number one, it's April, so it's not cold.
And it just snowed.
Flurries. And you don't know where I would be. I could be anywhere. You don't know. You don't know my deal. You don't know my flow.
You would never have moved if it wasn't for me.
You don't know that. You can't just be perpetrating. You know my life. You can't just be perpetrating this shit. I was going to school. I was going to be somebody. Yeah. Then I met you. And here I am.
You were going to meet somebody. And then what happened?
No, be somebody.
I said you were going to be somebody. Where'd you end up? Wound up going back to Pennsylvania. Because you loved your parents and wanted to stay home.
What? This makes no sense at all. Does everybody love their parents? Did you love your parents?
No.
Liar. You loved your mother. You loved your mother. You were a mama's boy.
Loved my mother and father, yeah. But
yeah,
I didn't live in their house until I was 117 years old.
I didn't either.
Yes, you did.
I moved out when I was 18. I moved out of my parents' house when I was 18 years old. In fact, I hardly lived there when I was a senior in high school. I lived with Marie. I didn't live at home. I mean, not to get into details, but yeah. I lived with Marie's house.
Thank you. You lived with your parents.
Marie's not my parents.
Did you live with your mother and father when I met you?
I had moved in with my mother and father because I went through a messy divorce. Thanks for putting all my stuff out there on the street.
Did
you move out of your parents' house and what was the reason? Let's talk about it. That's why we don't do that. Jesus,
wait,
God.
Is it because
people don't need to know my life story.
Because you said, no, hold on a second. You said you didn't live with your parents.
No, I said you told me I lived there to when I was 107. I moved out when I was 18. I moved back in because I went through a bad divorce and people don't need to know that.
You went through a bad divorce, but what you said, but I said you lived with your parents.
But I didn't always live with my parents. You told me I lived with my parents from 117. Well, number one, you way older than me, so you must be dirt if I was 117.
What are you getting mad for?
Because you put me shit
I'm not putting nothing
street.
Up there.
Yes, you are.
You love your parents. I was just talking to her father today. He's a great guy. Me and him get along. We're best buddies. We are best buddies.
How sad is that?
Okay. And the best thing was, right? Is my father-in-law has a thing for buying new cars.
My whole life. My whole life.
Your whole life, right?
My entire life.
So every time I say, hey, Pa, no, it's time. It's that time, Pa. Runs out and buys a new car.
Well, the last time it was definitely your fault because you called his car. You can't even say on the show what you called his car. And then he thought his car wasn't manly. So he ran out and bought another car. And then my mom was like, Vito!
What did he buy? What's the car he's going to drive in there?
Oh, I don't know. Right. It's a new car every week, but I think he had a Toyota truck.
Yeah.
And he's or a Honda truck.
Yeah, it wasn't
him because he usually has very flashy cars.
But I put the bug in his ear to buy a new car. Okay.
Now my mom wants to kill him. You disrupted my family.
Maybe
my whole family.
I'll move in.
No, my mom said you can't move in.
You know, yeah, I think maybe now I can because, you know what, people, when you got people that are neighbors and they're messing with the family.
Don't be putting people's shit out on the street.
And the man who does all the heavy lifting ain't around. People take advantage. But if I moved in, we'd have a lot more space in that backyard.
He's putting so much of my family information out on the street right now. You guys don't even know. I'm going to start talking about his shit right now. I'm going to just put you're just putting all my family's information
out. We're talking good stuff here.
That's not good.
And me and your father were talking about going to see their parents are looking to move to Florida. They want to come down.
Or stay with us.
Because
we have a big house.
And we're talking about going to see a Tampa game.
We do a lot with my parents when we were back home. We were with them all the time. So it's weird that they're not here because they're always with us.
So we've been thinking about going to see Tom Brady one time.
That's the thing. It's like you're sitting here going, oh, you love your parents, blah, 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 blah. But you love my parents. And if they were like, oh, let's get a house, you would be the first one going, yeah.
Honestly, truly, I do love your parents.
I know
they're
you do.
People. They're good to me. Finally.
He's picking on me. But him and my dad are like best friends, and like my mom loves him, and it's ridiculous. Like my mom will make anything he wants for dinner, kind of like thing. Like she's like her son Vito, and
it's pretty cool.
And she said to me the other day, she's like, I think Vito's very sweet. I'm like, oh mom, oh mom, God, God, now stop.
Got that mom.
Sorry, she just loves. They just love you. Now, you know.
You know, and then...
Whether they call us the Bobby and Whitney without cracks.
And then Lily's mom loves me.
Oh, Lily Fox's mom. We totally took this Randy Savage debate show and started talking about our lives. Are you guys interested? Like, you interested? You interested guys, in our lives? All
right, guys, listen.
Next week, maybe we'll debate whether Batman is a good influence on small children or not. Something will interest people.
This is good stuff. This is wholesome stuff.
Oh, is it wholesome stuff?
Isn't this, you know, listen, everybody who listens to the show, right? Vince Russo talks about 20,000 different things. He doesn't know which end is up, right? He's got his albums, and he's got his son doing stuff. He fights with Disco. He does all this stuff. What do my wife and I, we come on, we discuss a couple topics. We have some, this is good interaction to let you know that we're not just robots. We do have lives.
Yeah, that's true. We do have lives. And these debates are actually fun for us. This is not like, if you saw a real Vito and Noel fight, it doesn't look like this.
But then again, it's not good. One of the debates, one of the shows that we did on our brand and we wanted to bring back, I said, should married men have a bachelor party once a year just to get out of the house and whoop it up one time a year? I think I'm for it. You know what I mean?
We've had a lot of debates you guys haven't seen yet. Maybe we'll do some best of when we go on vacations and whatever.
So if you guys have anything you'd like us to debate, or you have a topic like, you know, a bachelor party, how many should you have? Now, you know, me being legendary, I had two bachelor parties and I almost had a third. Believe me, son.
But I told him he can have another bachelor party if we do a, what do you call that?
Renewing the vows.
Ceremony at Disney World.
And the bachelor party is going to be off the hook.
Because he wants to renew his vows at Disney World, because you did after you went to Chrissy and Chris's wedding.
Yeah, that was, let me tell you something. A Disney wedding with our friend Chrissy Rivera, that was the bomb. That was awesome.
Tomorrow is their 1-year wedding anniversary, believe it or not. Yeah, so happy anniversary. They were supposed to be in Disney Paris and they got quarantine, so they're stuck here, but happy anniversary. Also, do you want to say, we want to congratulate our friends Eric and Caldwell on their brand new little baby. Okay. We just talked to them and they're fans of the brand, and we wanted to say congratulations to them. So we cover all of our little bases there.
Cover our bases. You know, I hope everybody's doing good with this quarantine, taking care of yourselves. Guys, I know it's tough. Try to stay in. You know, we've been doing our part to stay in. I've been doing my part. I do go out to do my run. And I've been working out in the garage.
But you stay in the neighborhood.
But I stay in the neighborhood. I'm not going out. If I do go out shopping or run around, you know.
Now and you wore a mask.
Come tomorrow, it's official. Everybody's got to wear a mask everywhere you go.
You're in Florida anyway. They have Osceola County, so you got to wear a mask. But just keep your calm
head.
Keep
safe, guys. Keep safe.
You know what you can do? I want you guys to visualize a perfect flying elbow by Randy Savage off the top rope, floating down. And landing perfectly on the mat.
That's good.
Okay. All right, guys. You can vote for this week. Is it the best elbow in the business, Macho Man Randy Savage, or Big Vito LaGrasso, or Skull Von Crush, as he was known previously?
He did drop
a couple good elbows. Anyway, Vito LaGrasso, the human, against Randy Poffo, the human, throwing elbows all day. Vote which one you like. You can tweet us at Twitter, the Big Vito Brand, or Magic Tea Spiller. I will also have a poll up on Monday when the show begins, so you can vote. You can also check us out on Facebook.com/TheBigVitoBrand. Or if you want to catch all the great programs we present to you guys from the Big Vito Brand, go to Twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand. Tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of great fun and shows and different things. Also, we're on TikTok, the Big Vito Brand. We slacked this week because I didn't have such a good week, but we'll be back at it coming up this coming week. So you'll be able to see us on TikTok being absolutely 100% ridiculous. Is there anything you'd like to add, Big Vito?
No, guys, I just want to say, you know, I hope you guys are enjoying the TikTok. You know, subscribe to our stuff. We really appreciate it. Go to Twitch. It's free on Amazon. We greatly appreciate your support. It's great being here on the Realm Network, you know, with the Russo brand and bringing you, you know, this, you know, exclusive show.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. So, guys, we're going to get ready to peace out. This is the B-I-G-V. Going to head to the studio from the L-O-G.
This is Noelle. Don't forget to vote. We'll catch you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm bored in a house and I'm in a house bored. Bored in a house and I'm in a house bored. Bored in a motherfucker in a house bored and I'm bored in a motherfucker in a house bored. Bored in a house, bored in a house bored. Bored in a house, bored in a house bored. I'm bored in a motherfucker in a house bored. Shut you up, but all I get is carried away, carried away. Tell you I've heard enough, but every time there's something to say, something to say. Help me fire, you were the mountains. Burn.